And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump and Vladimir Putin spent some time on the phone today in a lengthy conversation that covered a variety of topics, but with Ukraine at the top of the agenda. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more from the White House.
The leaders agreed that the movement to peace will begin with an energy and infrastructure ceasefire, as well as technical negotiations on implementation of a maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea, full ceasefire, and permanent peace. These negotiations will begin immediately in the Middle East. It says the two of them also spoke broadly about the Middle East as a region of potential cooperation to prevent future conflicts. They further discussed the need to stop proliferation of strategic weapons.
And they agreed to work on improving U.S.-Russia relations. Gaza is under fire again. Israel launched airstrikes overnight to pressure Hamas into a deal. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
The fragile ceasefire, barely 2 months old, was shattered in the early hours of the morning as the Israeli military launched dozens of airstrikes up and down the Gaza Strip. The injured and the dead rushed by the hundreds to barely functioning hospitals. Babies, children, and the elderly treated wherever doctors could find space.
And the renewed assault is raising concerns for the relatives of the hostages who remain in Gaza.
The strikes can kill the hostages that are still alive, and we won't get them back alive. And that's our worst fear.
As many as 24 hostages are believed to be alive. President Trump has criticized judges for their decisions, but there was an extraordinary pushback today, as Stacey Lynn reports.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rejected calls for impeaching federal judges who have issued decisions against the administration. This comes after President Trump demanded the removal of one federal judge who ruled against his deportations of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador, calling the judge a troublemaker and agitator. In the statement, Roberts said, for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Some assistance is being offered to fired federal workers, as Allison Keyes reports.
Georgetown is offering 10% scholarships for tuition reduction for verified current or recently separated federal employees looking to start master's degree programs this fall. It is also waiving the application fee. The university is also providing short-term professional certificates at a 30% discount to displaced federal employees looking to pivot their careers quickly and upskill.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch, and then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 51 degrees.
Yeah. WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. And I've got Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters with me. He's going to wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, it was The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. It delighted families and came in with $3.2 million. And number four in its fifth week of release was Captain America Brave New World with $5.5 million. And at number three, it was the first week out for the Focus Features spy thriller directed by Steven Soderbergh and starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, Black Bag. It took in $7.5 million and was just shy of being the number two movie. The number two movie went to Mickey 17, which came in at just above $7.5 million in its second week. And that's because at number one, it was Novocaine, starring Jack Quaid as a man with the unique advantage of not being able to feel pain on a mission to save his kidnapped girlfriend. Novocaine made $8.7 million to take number one at the box office. But things are all going to change this upcoming weekend, as we'll have a few additional new releases. A new live-action version of Snow White from Disney will be number one, but also being released are Alto Nights, starring Robert De Niro playing two mob bosses, and Locke, starring Bill Skarsgård as a thief that steals an SUV but doesn't know what he's getting into. There's so much to see at the movies. Go pick out a movie today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Can't you stand?
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't.
shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be. And if your baby's truer than our baby was to
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Dan Marcus is our midday workday guy. You can hear him from 9 till 2 weekdays. And he is so passionate about this music. You can also hear some of his great interviews with some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matmayer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Gone away, looking for a brand new
62. It's the Cascades and Rhythm of the Rain on WRJN. A lot of legendary studio musicians played on that song, including guitarist Glenn Campbell.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Hide that fool, hide that. About a thing she saw.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers, too. He's on every hour weekdays, and you can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. The fire was discovered by workers who immediately alerted authorities. A couple dozen firefighters showed up to put it out. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. Lilly is aiming to meet growing demand for diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Slim the weekend.
1971, it's T-Rex and Bang a Gong. Get it on WRJN. A year later, on this date in 1972, T-Rex played the first of two sold-out shows at Wembley's Empire Pool, and Ringo Starr filmed the shows for a documentary called Born to Boogie.
Thank you. just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And our Big Deals website is leading off the regular baseball season with a fun giveaway. You can register daily for a chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers as they take on the A's on Friday, April 18th. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and enter the contest page. No purchase necessary. Entries must be received by April 11th. Good luck. Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 20th. 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process.
To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. I was just reading this. It says baby naming companies are hot. I didn't know that was a thing. Some companies will charge you up to $30,000 to help you name your child. Roughly translated into any language, any name they choose will mean my parents are such idiots.
Sooner or later, love is gonna win.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump held what he called a very good and productive phone call with the Russian president today. Ending the war in Ukraine was the main topic. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports there will be future negotiations.
We'll wait for more details on where exactly these ceasefire talks would commence, what exactly did Russia ask for during the call, what else was discussed. There is some reporting from the Russian news agency TASS that the two presidents agreed to keep in touch. There may be some kind of a prisoner of war swap being prepared between Russia and Ukraine, and that they will keep talking about what part of Ukraine's territory exactly is really up for discussion.
In the Middle East, Israel has resumed airstrikes in Gaza. Israel's defense minister says Hamas must understand the rules of the game have changed. It refused to go along with the Trump ceasefire proposal. At the UN, the Palestinian representative.
Palestinians are being killed indiscriminately, are being denied humanitarian aid indiscriminately, are being maimed.